News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, time right now, 2.25 PM, so listen, I got to tell you, if you have not checked it out, I want to encourage you to check out our show's website, rightsideradio.org. On rightsideradio.org, you got everything it takes to track this show, the things that we do, the things that we write, the times that we're on. And one of the things that's on there that a lot of people take advantage of is the fact that if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM/FM capabilities here at WVNN, it doesn't matter. You can go to our website, rightsideradio.org, go to Listen Live, click on it, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So that's one of the availabilities for you on our website, rightsideradio.org. Other stuff on there, though, I mean, we are literally pushing 35,000 downloads of the podcast, and so you can join a bunch of other people with grabbing sections of the show, listening to them, re-listening to them, sending them to people. But in whatever form you do it in, whether it be Podbean or Apple or whatever, all of the different versions of our podcast are up there, and a ton of people are listening to it. And Birdman, Copper, you'll like this. Birdman was giving me the stats just this weekend. We were talking about the podcast. So right now, yes, California is still our second biggest audience.
That's great.
All right. But you know who the second biggest country is right now for Right Side Podcast?
Italy?
Italy. How'd you know that? Did I say that out loud?
You told me before, guess? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Italy. Go figure.
That's cool.
All right. I mean, yeah. Whatever. We'll take it. But yeah, it's just funny to watch and see where podcasts go. It's the world of broadcasting taken to 21st century. So anyway, all of that plus very cool here, the Right Side Store is on there. And so if you want to order a Right Side coffee mug like the one I'm drinking out of right now, or you want to order some Right Side stickers or Right Side t-shirt, or this is the one that always gets me, the Right Side socks, because yes, we have Right Side logo socks. You can get those on our website at the Right Side Store. All of that and more. All of our advertisers are on there, all of it. Just fun stuff. So check it out at rightsideradio.org. That being said, we got lots of news going on right now. In fact, I'm waiting to find out what was just said because I looked over right as the break was ending, and the president was making an address where ostensibly he was there to speak about his budget proposals for the coming year. Because oh yes, there are other things in the news besides his awful foreign policy, but nonetheless, the president was making a speech to the White House press corps, and then taking questions, and the ticker at the bottom said that he affirmed that Putin should not remain in power. Well, I thought we just walked that back, and so I've got to find that. I'll try and find out during the break what just happened, because that was literally, that's breaking news. I don't know for a fact, like I said, what actually was said, so I don't want to try and portray a story when I can't see it in real time, but there's that. And then total change of subject. I don't watch the Oscars, but Copper, did you see what happened at the Oscars last night?
Oh, Will Smith punched the host, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Chris Rock is up there just being Chris Rock, and you know, and then he you know, threw a jab, threw some shade on Jada Pinkett Smith, who is Will Smith's wife. And Will Smith walks up on stage and just jack slaps him right there on the stage in front of everybody.
It's already become a meme. People have taken that picture.
It's going to be a meme forever, which is probably the more devastating. I don't know what's worse. The fact that Chris Rock got you know, slapped on stage, like open hand slapped, or the fact that it's going to be replayed millions and millions and millions of times in perpetuity.
Although, did you hear that people have been questioning whether it was staged?
I don't think it was staged, because afterwards Will Smith was crying while he was making his apologies.
He's an actor.
He is an actor. But I don't know. I don't think I would be staging, hey, let myself get slapped in front of everybody and then go ahead and be the butt of everybody's jokes. I don't think that's what I'd be staging. Nah, I don't see it. It was real. All right. There you go, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Coming up next, John Olyat, former National Security Council member under the Trump administration. We will be right back.
Mm-hmm.